down, Rachel.
Hi.
We're going to the mall. You want to come?
I'm not exactly dressed for it. I think I'll take a shower instead. Have fun.
Hi, everybody.
Urkel, don't you ever knock.
No, I don't like to disturb anyone. If you guys are going out, mind if I tag along?
We're not going anywhere. We're playing hide and seek.
Hide and seek, that's it.
Oh, great. My parents play this with me all the time. Once I found them in Milwaukee living under an assumed name.
Okay, you're it. Go in the closet and count to 25.
Gee, thanks, Laura. This is gonna be loads of fun. And Laura, I'm coming after you first. Let's go. Ready or not, here I come. That shower running doesn't fool me, Laura.
On the newspaper page, and love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Smother the blues with tenderness.
As days go by,
there's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity.
As days go by,
it's the bigger love of the family.
Sweetie, who wants to help with the dishes?
I got a ton of homework.
Me too.
I'm going over to Rodney's. He's got a new video game.
Duck freeze! Nobody move.
It's tough having a cop for a father.
Dinner isn't over yet. I made dessert. Well, this is my special lemon cream tarts.
Carl, you don't cook. You burn. You burn eggs, you burn toast. You're the only man I know who burns Jell-O.
Well, I'll pretend I wasn't insulted by that, because I know that once you taste one of these babies, you all will be heaping me with praise. I even made a special one for little Richie, a lemon cream tartette.
They look pretty good.
Judy, Dad made them. How good can they be? Of course, I know I'll love him. Hey, this is good.
See? Edward likes him.
What does that prove? Eddie eats paste.
Oh, no. This is a lot better than paste.
Carl, this is delicious.
Oh, this is better than delicious. This is fantastic. Where did you learn how to cook like this?
It's my father's secret recipe. The Winslow men have been passing it down for generations.
You never told me about it.
Well, that's why it's a secret recipe.
Carl, if I had known you could cook like this, I would have hung up my apron a long time ago.
Carl, Do you think you could whip up a batch of these for my writer's workshop meeting?
Well, we usually only serve these to family members, but hey, it's the 90s, the Berlin Wall is down, I'll make an exception.
Great. Okay. Now that we've all enjoyed the Winslow tart, who's gonna help with the Winslow dishes?
Homework, homework.
Riley.
Diapers.
See, Carl, if you cook more, you know. Never serve them dessert until after the dishes are done.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Hey, Dad. How was your day?
It was a day like any other day. We took a bite out of crime, and the lawyers spit it back out in the streets.
All right, everybody, listen up. Carl, you know the batch of tarts you made for my writer's workshop? Well, one of the members of the group is the manager of Roberto's Cafe.
He's the manager of a restaurant and he wants to be a writer?
Well, what he really wants to do is direct. But the point is, he ate one of your tarts and he loved it. Carl, the restaurant wants to buy your tarts.
The restaurant wants to buy my tarts?
Yes! You know, I figure we can bake a few batches right here in the house.
Wait a minute. You and Carl in my kitchen cooking? I don't think so.
Oh, Harriet, relax. You know, we won't make a mess of the kitchen. Besides, it's just a little project that'll bring the family some extra money.
Yeah, I like the sound of this. Family-owned business, low overhead, quick returns, a ready supply of unskilled labor.
You know what? She's right, Carl. Now, all we need is a snappy name for the product. How about this? Carl's Cupcakes.
I like that. Hey, you think they'll put my picture on the menu?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Wait a minute. A picture is a great idea.
Yeah, I think we should set this up as a family corporation. Everyone contributes, everyone gets an equal share.
That's a good idea, too.
All right.
Well, enough talk about sharing. Let's talk about the important things.
Okay.
You think I should wear a chef's hat in my picture?
Is Rachel back from the restaurant yet?
Not yet. I told her to flirt with the manager. Maybe he'll beef up the order.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Rachel. How did it go?
Oh, it went great. The restaurant loved him. Not only that, but the restaurant is part of a chain owned by one of those really big corporations, Amalgamated Foods, and they loved him, too. This is gonna be big. Bigger than you can even imagine.
Yeah, but did you show them my picture?
Yes, and they loved everything. Let's celebrate.
Rachel, hold it. You're selling too hard. What's the catch?
Is there bad news?
No, it's not really bad news. The regional manager placed an order for all the restaurants in a tri-state area. They want us to bake 1,000.
Is that bad news?
No, it's not bad news. 1,000 tarts is a lot of tarts. But as long as they don't want them by Monday, we can do it. So when do they want them?
Monday.
Oh, so that's the bad news.
No, not to me. It means we're really gonna have to pull together. But we can do it.
Carl, I like your attitude. And that's exactly the way I felt when I agreed to bake 1,000 tarts. Then I found out they meant 1,000 dozen.
12,000 tarts by Monday? This Monday? Day after tomorrow Monday?
That's the bad news.
Tarts in 2 days.
It's not as many as it sounds.
I don't know. It sounds like a lot.
I do know, and it sounds impossible.
Boy, Harriet, sometimes you are so negative. You always see the glass as half empty. I see it as half full.
Oh, it's full, all right. It has 12,000 tarts in it.
Rachel, do you really think we can bake that many tarts in 2 days?
Of course we can. Carl, where there's a will, there's a way. We've got to dream the impossible dream. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Rachel, I hate to interrupt your cliches, but you are going to have to tell Amalgamated Foods that you just can't do it.
It's not that easy. They gave me an advance.
Well, give them the money back.
I can't do that. On the way home, I stopped off for a few odds and ends. Oh, I'll get that. Why don't all of you go upstairs and check on Richie for me? Thanks so much.
Hi, Rachel. I got your order.
Thanks, Phil. That goes in the kitchen right through there.
How you folks doing?
A few odds and ends, huh, Rachel?
Just the bare necessities. Oh, hi, Gus. How you doing? That goes in the kitchen right through there. Follow Phil.
Rachel, what's that?
It's a Bartlett 111. That baby can mix 300 gallons of batter an hour. Come on, I want to show you how it works. It's so interesting. Wait a minute. Rachel, have you lost your mind? You know what your problem is, Harriet? You don't know how to take risks. Do you think Famous Amos was famous before he took risks? No. And before she started baking, who do you think Mrs. Fields was?
Miss Fields?
She was just an everyday housewife with a couple of chocolate chips and a dream. But we got a dream too, Harriet. And we are not going to rest until we make Carl the Prince of Tarts.
Amen.
Thank you, buddy.
Hold the sermon. Am I not good enough to be the King of Tarts?
Look, I know you guys always think that I'm the one who says stop when you want to go. But I've done a lot of baking, and I know that what you're about to do is impossible. So I'm begging you, please, stop and think about what you're getting into.
All right, is everybody with me?
Yeah!
Now I know how the pastry chef felt on the Titanic.
Baby, that's right.
We work hard for the money,
put that in
so
there.
You better treat us right.
Wow! Yes!
Hi, Laura. You busy? Forget it, Steve. I don't even have time to be me. Great. Maybe I'll stay a while. Can I help?
Yeah. You got an oven we can use, Chief?
Sure. You can use mine for free. All I ask is for Laura's hand in marriage.
Exactly how big is your oven?
Dad! Say! Is that a Bartlett 111?
Well, as a matter of fact, it is. How did you know?
Well, they have one just like this at the donut shop downtown. You know? A mouse fell in there once when they were making a batch of jelly donuts.
That's terrible.
Not really. They didn't get one complaint.
Get him out of here. Get him out.
No need to see me to the door. I'll show myself out.
Judy, try to keep up.
I can't. I have a stomachache.
That's because you eat more tarts than you make.
How would you like to tie up your nose?
Come on, sweetheart. It's way past your bedtime.
Mom, I hate tarts.
We all do, honey. Rachel, I'm gonna get you for this.
What a grouch.
I think we ought to take away one of her shares.
Come on, everybody. We're slowing down.
Well, Rachel, I'm mixing as fast as I can. How many more of these stinking tarts do we need?
9,432.
We're never going to make it by Monday.
Yeah. When are we going to take a break?
I don't know. Ask your Aunt Rachel. She's the head tart.
Come on. We've got tarts to make.
Rachel, you're putting entirely too much filling in those.
A what?
You shot your bag at me.
Sorry.
You did that on purpose.
I did not.
You did too.
Did not.
You did too.
Look, we're tired enough, okay? Let's not waste our energy fighting.
You're right, Rachel. Let's get back to work.
Darn.
What's wrong now?
Oh, my bag is...
Okay.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Oh, come on, Carl, now. Don't do something you're gonna regret.
I'm not gonna regret this. I'm gonna love it.
All right, stand back. I've got flour here, and I'm not afraid to use it.
This is silly. Truce?
Truce.
Fuck off. Ooh.
Say your prayers, Winslow.
You wouldn't dare.
Minding my own business.
I just came over for a snack.
I don't care who started it. It's over. Now, I'm not gonna say how you acted like children, or how you destroyed my kitchen, or what a dumb idea this was to begin with. I'm not gonna say that.
I'm not gonna say she started it.
And I'm not gonna say I had lousy help.
Good. I'm glad we're all agreed.
She started.
You did.
Did not.
Did.
Did not.
Can I have a glass of milk to go with my face?
No. No, I don't want to be the king of tarts. No. Get the mouse. Get the mouse. Tarts incoming. Hit the deck. Hit the...
Danny, oh. You're dreaming.
Oh. Oh.
What time is it?
8 o'clock.
Did you guys finish?
2 hours ago. Your Aunt Rachel took the rest of the tarts to the restaurant. Oh.
Boy, Vay.
Did we get a check?
Yeah. This right here.
Wow, we're rich.
Whoa. That's a lot of money.
Well, we still have to deduct a few expenses.
Like what?
Well, like flour and eggs and bakery racks and pots and pans and the Bartlett 111 and the trailer I rented to haul the tarts to the restaurant.
Rachel, what's the bottom line here? How much profit are we looking at?
$24.
We work straight through the weekend for a measly $24 apiece.
No. $24 total.
I knew this would never work.
Excuse me, Miss Black Enterprise. Weren't you the one who was going to take this corporation public?
Harriet, I was the one to put the thought in her head. Me and my dumb ideas.
It wasn't a dumb idea. It just wasn't thought out.
I just thought it would be wonderful for our family to start our own little business.
No, no, no. It was all my fault. I should have kept my secret recipe a secret.
No, no, no. I pushed you into it.
No, 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 no. I had my name on it.
No, 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 no. It was my fault.
No. It was everybody's fault. Except mine.
We did actually bake 12,000 tarts. Not counting the ones we threw, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah. I like the food fight.
Well, I know one thing for sure. This weekend, the Winslows prove that they can do anything when they put their minds to it.
Now, isn't that the truth? We are amazing.
Yeah.
And now we've got to set our mind to cleaning up this kitchen.
Yeah,
let's go get it.
Oh, boy. Oh, baby, try again next time.
Yeah. There's always that. Yeah, that'd be the thing to do.
All right, let's get cracking.
Homework.
Rodney.
Why don't we take the $24 and pay somebody to clean this up?
Now, that's a good idea.